The image illustrates the structure of the epidermis, the outermost layer of the skin, in a detailed cross-section. The epidermis is depicted as a stratified squamous epithelium, composed of several distinct layers, each with a specific role in skin health and function. From bottom to top, the labeled layers are stratum basale, basal layer. This is the deepest layer, resting on the dermis. It contains columnar to cuboidal basal cells, which are mitotically active, meaning they divide to form new cells. These new cells then move up through the layers of the epidermis as they differentiate. Stratum spinosum, spiny layer. Above the basal layer, this layer is named for the spiny appearance of the cells due to desmosomal connections when viewed under a microscope. It provides strength and flexibility to the skin. Stratum granulosum, granular layer. This layer consists of keratinocytes that have moved from the lower layers. These cells contain granules of keratinocytes which play a role in water retention and give the cells a grainy appearance. Stratum lucidum, clear layer. This thin, transparent layer is found only in thick skin, like the skin of the palms and soles. It consists of dead and flattened keratinocytes that provide an additional barrier to injury and infection. Stratum corneum, horny layer. The outermost layer is made up of dead keratinocytes that have lost their nucleus and cytoplasm and are filled with keratin protein. This layer is highly durable and creates a waterproof barrier. The progression from young cells at the bottom to old, dead cells at the top is indicated by an arrow labeled young at the basal layer ascending to old at the stratum corneum. Below the stratum basal is the dermis, which is not part of the epidermis, but provides support and nutrition to the epidermal layers. This cross-sectional view is essential for understanding how the skin renews itself and protects the body, with each layer playing a specialized role in skin physiology.